Civilization, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
So this is the year where apparently nothing's interested, nothing happened. Well, what was true was that there was certainly less around the rest of the world this year. For whatever reason, we'll still see a few of those later on. It was quiet in general. This country, pretty good. Slightly less than last year, but nothing much to speak of. So we actually did fairly well. And so let's have a look at what actually happened. Now, before we do that, because I know there are a few new people, we'll just do a quick five-minute brief resume of where all this began. Because every year I don't do it, people come up to me at the end and say, oh, well, you didn't give the context. I'm like, okay, so we're going to do a little tiny, weeny bit of history. Crop circles go back at least to the 1600s. This is a famous woodcut of the devil making a circle in 1678. Everything it describes, we would recognise that today as a crop circle. Got photographs going back to the 1930s. The earliest picture we've got, you can just see a ring down there. That's 1932 near Chichester. We've got photographic evidence from all decades since, basically showing crop circles. We've got press cuttings going back decades. And in the end, when you look at the archives, and more have been discovered in the archives every year, you find that this has been going on maybe forever, pretty much. And of course, the key thing here is they are effectively still circles. And one of the big controversies has been, of course, they haven't remained circles. They've got rather more complex as the years have gone by. So, of course, the arguments have erupted around that. But when you look at what we've had over the years, they are so phenomenal, some of them. You've got biological anomalies occurring in the plants. Eyewitnesses, people have said they've seen them occur within seconds. Strange lights flying over them. Incredible geometry very often. And yet, we're told we're all made by men with bits of wood and all the rest of it. Well, yes, some are. I mean, nobody would deny some are man-made, but all, that's another story. So, many believe they are extraterrestrial in origin. Many sightings of larger objects as well as small white lights over the fields. There is a geological connection. Many crop circles, certainly in England, cluster on the chalk, the areas of chalk where there's a lot of underground water. Many people believe there's a geophysical connection. That doesn't rule out other intelligences, but it might be using something in the ground. And in other countries, this water connection is also true there as well. Dowsers have long said the connected with underground water, earth energy. It's the late, great David Russell who used to come to these meetings. And of course, the earth energy connection is something that a lot of people still are very keen to talk about now. And there is a link in some way with consciousness. We ourselves did experiments in the 1990s trying to interact with them, using channeling, trying to work out when and where they were going to appear. Many groups have successfully interacted with this phenomenon, and whether we're putting it out or something's just listening in or what is another matter. But there's something going on that is simply not obvious. And some people think it's all to do with change. Some have noted that they've risen as the sun's activity has changed. Over the last 35 years, the sun has broken all kinds of records for all sorts of activity, and yet fallen very quiet in the last few years. Could the circles be a response to that change? Could it be something to do with climate change, if you believe in climate change? All kinds of arguments, but some seem to have shown us solar flares. We've had the magnetic fields of the sun and the earth shown to us. There's technical diagrams in the fields. So for some people, they are heralds of change. They're wake-up calls from somewhere. And certainly many people still have that feeling about them now. And indeed, many of them over the years have shown the ancient calendrical systems of people like the Maya. Again and again, we've had ones that have pointed out the old 5,125-year cycle that Jeff Stray writes about in Beyond 2012. Take a copy. And it's been shown to us in the fields many times. So, you know, again, a lot of people think there is something portentous going on here. And it's certainly not for me to judge, ultimately, what they all mean. I do not believe they're all man-made. Some are clearly man-made, but which or which is up to you to decide. That I'm not going to be pointing out to you. So let's have a look then at what we got this year. So you can see that it's got a long background, and each year people wonder what we'll get. And normally a year begins pretty much in mid-April, and that was certainly true for this year. So, 16th of April at Caen, we had this rather lovely formation. There is this Stone Needle up there. Many famous formations have appeared here over the years. It's rather nice, isn't it? Crisp, very lovely. Oilseed rape, of course, is very often the first crop that you will get a formation in at the beginning of the year. And we certainly, over the years, seen bends at 90 degrees. We've walked into rape seed formations and just seen the damage that we've left as we've gone in. And often you go in and there's not a sign or a crack or a mark. And I can't vouch for this one because I didn't go into it, but you know, it is a crop always worth seeing a formation in. And there's just a close-up. So clearly I'm not claiming credit for these pictures. They're borrowed from all kinds of sources that I will credit later on. But we will zoom into some of them. So another rapeseed formation in Gloucestershire. Not a common place for circles, but every now and then you get some. So at Shirlington on the 18th of April, we get these. Very faint. Looks like that rape is actually not very tall. But you could just get a sense of it there. Classic crescent and scattering of circles. And generally, a year will start fairly simply and then build up. So indeed, here we see a Weydon Hill near Avebury, where of course so many formations have appeared over the years. This arrives on the 22nd of April. Note the central motif of that kind of, like you're seeing a cube in 3D. And that's been used many times before, but it would come back in various guises this year, and it would develop. It's often worth looking though at where they are in the landscape. So there is Avebury, and then if you look the other direction from that field, there you can see Silbury Hill. If you're looking for the centre of the whole phenomenon, I would argue Silbury is the centre. If you map them all out over the years, more have clustered around this area than anywhere else, and or Avebury, but possibly nearer around Silbury. So I think this is the centre of the whole thing. And when I say the whole thing, I mean globally. Because yes, it is a global phenomenon, and yet we get so many here. For reasons still long discussed, is it to do with geology? Is it to do with the fact that we're super here and the circle makers love us? Or is there something really off going? Or is it that we are spiritually stupid here and we need waking up? It's the other way of looking at it, of course. But either way, we're glad they're here. Right, Oliver's Castle near Devizes is in Wiltshire, 24th of April. And this is kind of a formation that has almost no lay crop in it at all. Very slim and yet rather effective. Old aficionados will know Oliver's Castle is famous or infamous for being the place where in 1996 a video was taken, some say, of a formation appearing under swirling lights. Look it up online. And that was taken standing around here looking out over these fields. Still contentious and yet never proven to be fake. Some say it's fake, but they've never proved that it is. And lots of people believe the video is real. Go and look it up. But here we can see what's going on. So literally a ring with little rings around it. And of course, if you have an idea of what this means, feel free to chip in. It's not for me to interpret them because I don't know. And yet some people will tell you, and if you go into Crop Circle Connector especially, and I'll give you one example later on, they'll tell you exactly what all of these mean, which always I find fascinating because they must have some gift that I don't, because they know what they mean. But no harm speculating. So down in Cornwall, once upon a time in the 90s, the Cornwall scene was quite thriving, and there were two Crop Circle research groups down there, rival ones that used to argue with each other. Barry's laughing because we remember what that was like. But anyway, and yet now they've not had a lot, but this year they've got two. This was the first one, seemingly in grass by the look of that. Certainly wore a very, very low early crop, but looks like a triangle of three circles with one in the middle there. But you'll see one in a minute here in a rather well-known beauty spot. This is rather nice. So the 4th of May at Mere in Wiltshire, quite a few occurred around here this year. Get this kind of pendulum thing. It's a bit ragged there, but there's something rather pleasing, I think, about that design. And again, if you go online, you'll find all kinds of interpretation telling you what it means. Are they right? I don't know. 21st of May. So this was at Stitchcombe, in good old Wiltshire. There have been many over the years that seem to suggest, you know, rising suns, restylized sunrays, and this is the latest edition. Wobbly in places, and yet at the same time pleasing as a bit of design. It's worth a quick look at it in the field there. Some people wonder what these things were. As far as we know, they're just where the farmer's cut various bits out for reasons of his own. We will see soon one field where there were lots of kind of test spray areas which chimed rather well with the formation. Now, this is at St Abbas in Dorset, 22nd of May. And what's St Abbas well known for?
Giant.
The giant. So let's see where this is. There's the formation. There's the giant. And the giant, of course, is rather famous for something else. So he's very male, let's put it like that. But some people pointed out, yeah, you know what? That formation's quite female, isn't it? Let's be frank about it. So, could it be some kind of fertility symbolism? Maybe. Maybe it's very meaningful. Maybe it's just rude graffiti. Although it's not the first time the rude man's had a companion. It was a couple of years ago. Why they made this, no one knows. I think they laid sheets and paper up. But that's rather fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's the formation from about drone footage. Good old drones. A number of newspapers this year ran the story that, in fact, all formations were made by drone operators. And they were making them, filming them with a drone, and then making millions on the internet. Well, A, most people put the footage up for nothing. B, the advertising you make online is minimal, especially when you look at crop circles. I mean, one of the revealing things is to look at the views on the Crop Circle Connector page. And it's quite depressing. That even a lovely formation, the max you might get 10,000 views. That's out the whole world. Right, that's not going to make you a lot of money. And yet this is what the papers would have you believe. But drones certainly are enhancing our views of these formations. Right, back to Cornwall. So, 24th of May, Mare's Iron. Now, what is this? It's rather like a stylized aeroplane. And the formation is quite small and maybe not quite significant, but what is nicest about it is where it was, and there you can see St Michael's Mount. Of course, this is where the Michael and Mary lines effectively exit southern England, so quite nice to see a formation down there. And if anybody knows, by the way, the map coordinates, some chap from Australia emailed me the other day saying, do I know the map coordinates? The answer is I don't. Or compass coordinate, let's be clear, not map, but compass coordinates. And he seemed to think that I should have popped down the road and got them. And I pointed out to him, we're about 6 hours drive away from there, but you know, in Australia, everywhere in England, it's next door to each other. Oh, and there are some people flying in it, rather aptly, look at that, in an aeroplane shaped formation. Now, this is really nice, this is really lovely. 25th of May, Autumn Barnes, where if you didn't already know, so many major formations over the years have appeared. And what's particularly nice about this is just the crispness of it. So here it is in the landscape. There is the Alton Barnes white horse. These horses are not as old as some people think. You often read people saying they're ancient. I think they're only Victorian, these ones. I think the most ancient one is the Uffington horse. But these ones are not. But they're still rather lovely. So we'll just get a few different views of this. That sort of rather American phrase, the cookie cutter, but it does seem rather apt here, and people call this the cookie cutter formation. Really lovely the way that it's laid down. And you know, we're seeing some of these images, the more you zoom in, the more you realise there's real craft at work. And I mean, you can see here, you've got a central splay there, and look how the crop spirals out. It doesn't sort of go out in a very boring spiral. It really splays out, rather like a spiral galaxy, I think. And there's this strange kind of fan bit at that side there. But really nice. It's a really good quality formation, I think. Oh, no, then we get even closer in. So, yeah, very nice indeed. This is very faint, we imagine, because the crop was rather low. So this was in Winchester, 25th of May. This was rather near. You just see it there, the Space Science Centre. So kids go there and learn about science and stuff like that. I don't suppose anybody pointed this out to them. No, they have that there. Because that ain't science. It's just silly jokes. And just a little way over the field, weeny weeny thing there. We can't work out from the pictures whether it's a trough or an actual circle, but I thought I'd just point that out to you. And an arrow there that somebody's left in their screenshot. Okay, Broad Hinton in Wiltshire. This is kind of one of those formations that doesn't have a lot of laid crop to it. Now, it's had some critics, this formation, because some say, oh, look, you can see the dot in the middle where they stood. Could be. Or it could be somebody went there to have a look to see if there was a dot in the middle and then left a dot in the middle by going there. Look, it's one of those things we're not really sure. But it's quite nice. It had a little companion there and another formation just over the hedgerow, which we'll see in a minute. Quick look at the little circle there. Quite similar to that one at Walton Barnes. Very lovely flowing. Flowing sort of fluid green water almost like. So, over in the other field we had this. So, both at Broad Hinton, still in May. In the old days, and when I say the old days, I mean like the 1980s, we often had formations which had this kind of scattered tiny circles that everybody called grape shot circles. And often they were very random, they just sort of like splattered across the field. This is not so random, but it's a slight return back to these lots and lots and lots of little circles. Do they serve a purpose? We don't know. But certainly we've seen formations over the years which have had a circle barely a foot across. And often something seems to have gone to a lot of trouble to have done it. So here are just some shots. And again, they're so beautifully laid. You can easily miss this when you're just skimming through aerial photographs. You can not understand the different levels that there are of them. Very nice. Okay, another formation. This is the one, here we go. This is one on the front of the calendar. So Lucy chose that one. This is a chick laid in Wiltshire, 30th of May. Again, kind of a cookie cutter formation, if you want to call it that. And we can see that a little bit more closely there. So, I mean, apparently these didn't exist, or the ones that did exist were just jokes by drone operators. But they're very, quite good, these drone operators, aren't they? And there's another short bit there. So, nice stuff. And we're only in May. We haven't even got further than that. Some Mays, by the way, we hardly get anything, but this year we did quite well. So, ring circles. We still get them. Once upon a time, of course, this was very exciting. Got a ring circle. Oh, you were really in business. Now, people go, oh, we're a ring circle. And yet, there's more to these than meets the eye. So, this is it at the sanctuary in Avebury, and if we look at this from the air, you might notice something quite interesting. There's the formation, but look how it echoes not only the sanctuary, which is where a hut once stood near Avebury, and they've marked it with stones, but it was originally like a big hut. And look how it also echoes the tractor lines going around the barrow in the field there. So it's almost as if that's meant to be seen in harmony with the rest of the landscape. And in the ancient times, people would process from Avebury up the Stone Avenue. And in those days, the avenue came all the way here. And at the end was this great big hut where they did, who knows. So maybe one day we will discover. And of course, in recent years, we learned there is another Avebury Avenue the other side, which nobody had ever believed in. And then they found the stones all buried. So there were once two long avenues either side of Avebury. And there it is in the field. And, you know, ultimately the symbol, it's very sacred. It represents the sun in astrology. It represents God in some cultures. So the ring circle, we can say it's mundane, but equally it might be perhaps as meaningful as any of the others. Okay, lots of rings here. So Ashbury in Oxfordshire. A number of formations there over the years. Oxfordshire used to be one of the key areas for circles. It's been a little bit quiet the last few years, but every now and then it cranks up again. You can get a really rather lovely view of it there. So it's just literally playing with rings. And again, lovely kind of sculpted quality to it in the middle there. Very nice. Must have been piped onto a birthday cake. And one thing, this looks to me, I would say that's barley. Barley never lays flat properly. It's very fluffy and it seems to spring up much more easily than wheat. So people often go into barley formations, they're always a bit rough, that was man-made. But barley just does not go down in any easy fashion, basically. But lovely, again, squishy, watery feel to it. You can see all the different flows here. Very nice. Okay, this is at Maiden Bradley on the 9th of June. Now, this is more kind of late 90s type style formation where it's effectively almost playing with layers. So you've got a kind of pentagon arrangement there, and then you've got this seemingly in front of it. But then you've got even more layering, but now in the textures, because in the middle you've got what we call the basket weave effect, or that kind of checkerboard lay, which is now fairly ubiquitous, and we'll see this at close quarters as we go through, and there you get an overhead shot of it. So it's something which, once upon a time, when this first started, everybody went, basket weave, now fairly common, but yet still rather lovely to see. So you can see they're getting in ever more close, and let's have a look at the centre. So again, you've got display, and there's so much going on here. And we had that in our one Sussex formation this year, and we'll see that in detail soon. Right, the Kabbalah. 16th of June, the Kabbalah. So this is something which has popped up as Crop Circle before. It's a little bit rough, this, but at the same time, I quite like it. And it's extended the Kabbalah out. So there's a kind of routine Kabbalah. So this is, you go back to ancient Hebrew stuff. It's, you know, very esoteric. It's the tree of life. It's supposed to be the journey of the soul. Although that can all be a bit weakened when you know that Madonna's into it. But anyway, that's what I mean. This seems to extend the lines, though. So it seems to me to be making some kind of statement that actually the tree of life's expanding, going to some whole other level. I mean, that's just me saying that, but it seems to me notable that it's possible to do that. This shot was lovely on Crop Circle Connector. The sun going down over it. And although it does look a bit rough, when you look at it in more detail, the way it's laid down actually is very nice. So, you know, it's one of the series of Kabbalah formations that we've had over the years, but it's certainly the latest.
Also, just notice that there's one circle missing.
Yeah. Let's go back.
So death is...
Oh, yes! No death! Yeah. Hey, death's been conquered. Or die. Yes, very interesting. So we're expanding out, but we don't have to do death anymore. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Actually, they said on the news this week, or on the Radio 4, that the first 1,000-year-old person has already been born. They're not 1,000 yet, but they will be. Because now, you know, all these techniques keep us alive, so they reckon there's somebody alive today that will live for 1,000 years. The only depressing thing about that is it's likely to be the money people like Rupert Murdoch, isn't it? Well, it's true, isn't it? Or, you know, Trump. If they could live for 1,000 years, they would, and then what are we going to do, eh? Quote corn. Oh. Right, 17th of June, Chesford Head. Right, so Chesford Head, New Hampshire. Is a very, very old traditional site for the circles. In fact, before Alton Barnes in Wiltshire took over and around Avebury, this was Crop Circle Central. And many of you will remember driving on the A272 and looking down, and loads of stuff used to appear. But we got this year. What I particularly like, as I pointed out earlier on, is when you get people on Crop Circle Connector telling you what they mean. Now, what do you think that might mean? What does that suggest to you? Because what I really like was that when I read the absolute explanation, it's a wormhole, showing you how to travel across time and space. I love it! I mean, somebody's just driven a cylinder through it on their computer and said, it's about wormhole travel. I just kind of quite like that. I mean, is it? I don't know. But the fact that somebody really, you know, they've gone to town on that. It might be. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's worth exploring Crop Circle Connector and click on articles. And some of them are barking. And some are nothing. And you think, it doesn't matter. The fact that this inspired somebody to do this is the nice thing. This is what circles do. You'll never know whether they're right or whether they're wrong. But they make people think. They take people to deeper levels within themselves. So I'm kind of good with that. Okay. More textures here. So West Kennet, 21st of June. Here we are on the solstice. So if you look, of course, you're going to see in the middle there, you've got all kinds of stuff going on. So you've got the basket weave, and you've got like an avenue coming in, and this kind of radial splay. So we can just go further and further in here. There's so much to this that I love. So you've got the radial splay here, but you've even got centres within it. Two centres, centre there, centre there. There's so much in here. And I love it. It's just beautiful. And if your face is a little bit tactile, you want to stroke it, then you're Taurian like me. So just wonderful. And yeah, a lot of people, they skim over these ones because the actual sort of pattern is not that sophisticated. That they kind of like, oh, yeah, yeah. But the magic is in the textures, in the way the plants are laid. Very nice. Okay, this is classic kind of early 90s pictogram. Really crisp. East Kennet, Wiltshire, where so many formations again have appeared. So many nice things about this. So it's one of those ones that follows the tractor lines, which causes skeptics immediately to go, aha, that was man-made, because they followed the tractor lines. But then, if you were a power and you wanted to make a nice pattern in the field and you put it at the wrong angle to the lines, it kind of messes it up, doesn't it? So it's kind of just makes sense to follow the lines. And there's even some evidence that descending presences, which many eyewitnesses describe, would align to any gap in the field. So maybe they just naturally get sucked in to the tractor lines. But it's ever so neat. It's lovely, isn't it? I mean, it's seriously neat. And there we see again, we've got a radial splay. So at some point, maybe seconds, who knows, a band was left standing and then swept outwards. Sometimes it swept inwards. And again, a little centre there. Really nice. Okay, that box is back. So Lockeridge in Wiltshire, 1st of July. So again, we've got this rather sort of three-dimensional effect here going on. And it will be back yet again. Another little companion. Just a little bit further up the field there. And just the odd interesting thing inside. So again, you don't really notice this from the aerial shots. Occasionally you'll get, for no particular reason, a standing clump. It's just that it's been left and never been laid flat. Which is rather nice. This is one of my favourites of the year. You know, there's just something so pleasingly crisp about it. So, Battlesbury Hill, Warminster, 5th of July. So Warminster, of course, for years has been a centre of all kinds of activity with UFOs and whatnot. One of the early eyewitness sightings took place near Warminster, after Shuttle Wood, and a companion, forget his name, it'll come to me, they claim they watched a formation appearing in the field. Now, this was before they knew what crop circles were. So it's quite an interesting account, because what they're describing, we would go now, right, you witnessed a crop circle, but they didn't know that at the time. They thought, what's this weird thing appearing in the field? So, this area is still getting fabulous stuff. And when you see this one from a slight angle, it kind of enhances it. Sometimes it's lovely to see them at different angles. And again, that's where the drones are so good, because they can literally just come in at any angle. And do look at some of the videos online as they just fly around them. It's really quite magical. And there indeed is Battlebury Hill, all kinds of Iron Age stuff going on around there. Very nice indeed. And there we are, looking right over the centre. Again, thank you, drones. Okay, now this is rather nice. Hackman Hill. Again, many formations appeared there over the years. It's a bit like a sort of a Chinese puzzle almost, isn't it? And in a strange way, it echoes these test bits of crop here, where a lot of people thought this was done by the circle makers, but it wasn't. It was already there before the formation appeared. So from what we can gather, the farmer was doing test spraying, different things for who knows why. But at the same time, this seems to be somewhat in tune with that. There's another white horse up there. There's a white horse of Hackpen Hill. The very first formation I ever saw in 91 was just up here. So memories for me there. Quick look inside. Very nice, by the look of it. This was perhaps for many people the highlight of the year. So Clay Hill in Warminster, where so many formations have appeared over the years. 18th of July. So again, it's still playing with that kind of three-dimensional cube thing, but now it's taken it to a whole other level. So it's worth a look at this in a couple of shots. So there is Clay Hill. If you've never been up there, it's not that difficult to get up there. And the view is amazing. You've literally got 360 view all around you. Every horizon, it's a marvelous place. Many UFO sightings have been seen there. I'm curious about the street. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but my guess is there's a spring in the field there. Maybe. And it's just interesting the formations appear near it. It looks like water's been running and it's run down the hill. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but that would be my guess. It's a spring. Now, this, when you look at it, is so crisp. It's just so beautifully laid out. Really a masterpiece. The farmer was less amused. Mm. Now, this big press release that went out about the drones everywhere and all of that was actually, as far as we can tell, issued by the police or somebody within the police. So they're trying to dissuade people from going into fields. And that's interesting because, of course, then this farmer gets one on the road to Longley and you just cannot escape it. So anybody driving to Longley would look across and see this. And indeed, you can see from the tracks where people couldn't be bothered to use the tractor lines why the farmer might be annoyed. And just a quick shot I took at sunset there driving by. It was rather nice. So Clay Hill, even without a formation, is an impressive place to be. But nice when it gets one. Okay, so here we are in Sussex. Just one this year. So last year, the last couple of years, we've had quite a bit in Surrey, Reigate Hill and all of that. But this year, the local one was this one, Atherington, which is near Littlehampton in West Sussex. And at first glance, it's not the best formation ever. And yet inside, there was a lot of really good stuff in here. So what was also notable was just how near the sea it was. Literally, it's on the beach virtually. Which is rather nice. I mean, it happens occasionally. We saw it at that Cornwall one, but literally the sea is lapping the field there. So I can actually show you some pictures that I took of this. That's what it's like looking out towards the sea. Got Climping Beach there. Many TV programs and films have been filmed here. They use it a lot for some reason. So let's have a look around. So at first glance, it's kind of slightly rough, but inside there was a lot of interesting stuff, very neatly laid. And a lot of interesting kind of subtle curves in it. And like where you get joins there, sort of, so where you get bits joining together, it's very kind of accurately done. And a lot of interesting swirling and swishing going on, where the crop seems, some of it bends round, other bits carry on. And particularly when you see bits overlapping like that. I mean, okay, maybe you could argue this is easy to do, but there's something very, very pleasing to see. But there are other bits not so easy to do, in my view. So here's where one of the rings comes round and then other paths are joining it. And it was very nice indeed, I thought. And this was probably a few days old by the time I managed to get down there. And some of the corner bits were really interesting. So where crop came around the corner, you've got this kind of splay there. So it's like, you know, it's not just there's some kind of finesse going on here, which was rather nice to see. And also, you get almost like a curve. It's sort of like the way it just curves around there so subtly. It's rather pleasing. And here's another bit. We've got like one flow, and then it just effortlessly splits into two flows there. Again, like water. So we've got a basket weave effect in the middle. And at close quarters, it can look a bit rough, but still nice to see it. And then it's only when you stand and look at it at close quarters you really understand how this is working. So, you know, it's a bit confusing at first, but it's nice. And then, of course, when you see it from above, it all makes more sense. And one interesting thing also, in a number of places, you had kind of different counterflows going on. You've got crop flowing that way, other bits flowing that way, some bits in the middle that seem to mix and weave together. And where you get points, it doesn't just go there, then ends there. Some crop is actually turning the corner there, which you can see. Didn't bend it at the node as such. There's a slight bend in the node, but nonetheless, nice to say that it made the effort to do that. And now, to Bedfordshire. Bedfordshire's only formation this year. I mean, I almost could not include this, because most people just took this as a prank joke, and maybe it was. But what was notable about it was more where it was, actually, because it was right near the base at Cardington, where the R101 airship was flown from, which, of course, famously crashed and was all very tragic. But now, this is the new generation of airships they're making, which some people call the flying bum, because when you see it from behind, it does kind of look like that, really. So, not a great formation, but interesting location. Right, 4th of August, so Hannington in Wiltshire. Really lovely mandala formation, classic really. And I mean, I think when you look at this overhead, again, you appreciate better how it's working. Those people who are, of course, experts in geometry, i.e. not me, would probably tell you a lot of really fascinating stuff about this. And certainly some of the articles on Crop Circle Connector from people that look at that aspect of it are really worth a read. And people like Michael Glickman as well, who's still out there, still doing geometry. Have a look. So there we get a shot inside of that. Looks nice and pleasingly fluffy. A kind of similar formation, again back in Oxfordshire, next to the Rollright stones. So this little stone circle at Rollright has had many formations around it over the years. Again, what marks this out is really what's going on inside it. So, I mean, here, so you've got a thin standing ring, you've got prop that looks like it's been swept inwards there, then a circle within it, and you've got a basket weave band, you've got a band of basket weave going on there. So this is really sophisticated stuff. And of course, somebody has to lie down in it, don't you? You just have to, don't you? You go into a crop circle and you lie down, and then busybodies with drones come and fly over. So there we are. Just the way it all works now. But very nice, and there you get a shot of how that's working in the middle there. So, yeah, nice, very nice indeed. Oh, and another shot there, give you an idea. Here's another formation you could easily overlook, but of course it's all in the textures where there's stuff going on. So Wootton Weymouth, near Westbury and Wiltshire. And we'll look at the stuff that's going on inside as we go through. But if you see it from above, there's more to it than meets the eye. So you've got this kind of funny little bubbly tail. Now, some people on the net were saying, oh, well, kids added that. I'm not sure I agree. It looks to me, if you go back to that, it looks to me like that's intended to join to the tree and the tram lines that are going around it. I don't know. I get the feeling that that is not just an accident. I think it's part of the formation. So, really nice. You've got kind of all kinds of interesting bands and rays going on there. So much stuff going on. A real work of art. And yet again, because it's kind of not that big and there aren't big geometrical bits, some people seem not to be very interested in juggling with the middle. So, Essex often ends the English year, and it did this year as well. So here is what we have in Essex this year. Now, Essex over the years has had a lot of stuff going on. Not so much this year, just this one. Again, you get the same argument. Some people said, oh, that bit's really nice, but that bit's a load of rubbish. Kids did that. I don't know, the more you look at it, the more you think, well, actually, this is kind of quite interesting symbolism going on here. And sure enough, you know, onto the internet, and there's people telling you it's some incredible code telling you the world's going to end again or something. But nonetheless, if it stimulates people, then surely it is serving a purpose. And there in a different light, you get a better sense of how it works. It seems to me, personally, that that's all part of it. Other people say it's a comet. It's telling you the next comet is going to destroy us all. Like all the others didn't. So that was the English year. And I think it was a very good year. Slightly less in number than last year, but only by about six. Not that many. So for all the reports that it's all going away, that's actually not true. It's the numbers go up and down a bit from year to year. What was true was that globally, very quiet year. So I can't really show you much, but I'll show you what's been going on. And nothing too spectacular. The Netherlands, it constantly gets these funny little grass formations and stuff, and the occasional proper crop formation. The general view, and I cannot confirm or deny, is that they're all made by this guy called Robert van der Broek, who certainly, I think, did have some genuine experiences years ago. The general view is he's gone mad and he's trying to keep his own industry going. I don't know, but they all appear around his house, basically. Make of that what you will. I'm not saying any more than that. Anybody that slags him off, by the way, starts to get very nasty emails, right? So be warned, right? Now, meanwhile, Bulgaria, oh, that's quite sweet, I think. A bit wobbly, but I still like it. And Argentina, in fact, that was the first formation of the year. Very early in the year, in about February, I think, grass circles. So it does happen in other realms. Italy has had some lovely formations, but very dull year this year. There was one big art project. It's not a formation. You can't include that. But so rather ragged one there. Poland, ring circle. So it's kind of odd. I mean, you know, what's going on here? Because the rest of the world's had really big stuff in the last few years, and yet it's almost like it's all come back just to England this year. It's a Swiss formation. This is more clever than it first looks like. The more you look into it, actually, it's rather nice. And the way it was laying on the ground, very impressive. And yet, not the biggies of old. Another one in Switzerland. They're not a great photograph at all. We've got it's like a sort of wonky circle there. It's funny, isn't it? It's a funny business because you know, I give a lot of talks about hot circles to audiences that are new to them. And it's an amazing thing, right? Is that you show them all the complex formations, and they can still say to you at the end, well, they're obviously man-made. But then another person will come to you and will say about the little circles, well, they're obviously man-made. So who's right and who's wrong? Because I said it was easy to make a circle, it's hard to make complex ones, but others are different. And they say, oh, well, the circles are all real, and all the complex ones are man-made. There's no logic to anything they're saying. They all cancel each other out, but they don't seem to see it. Rather odd, isn't it? But there's a wonky circle. France, however. Now, France has had, over the years, not much, but the ones it's had have been quite nice. It had two good ones this year. That was the first one. Kind of a bit astronomical, almost, in the way it looks. You can see the scale of it there. But the one that I thought was really nice was this one here. And the dots, of course, are people. This is huge. It's a really nice formation. So France is a bit of a funny place. You've got Carnac, you've got stones there and that, but they just don't get crop circles to the degree that we do. And yet, certainly they did get something. And this was certainly, I think, the most impressive of the overseas formations this year. So that, in essence, was the crop circle year. So pretty good year. Strangely quiet, rest of the world. Don't know why, what does this mean? May mean nothing, it might flower again around the rest of the world. But, you know, don't believe the hype that says, oh, they're all man-made, and it's all a big joke. And there was something I wanted to show you, actually. I'm just going to show you before I get on to Christmas. Number one, thank you to all of these people, because all these photographs are stolen from all kinds of sources. Crop Circle Connector, Mr. Gyro, aka Matthew Williams. One time I lived with Circle Maker, now doing some good by taking good pictures, Frank Wellman, and all the other people. So I'm not claiming credit for their work. But I do want to just show you one thing, right? And you can all look at my desktop for a minute. If I just go to this one here, I meant to fly this in, and I didn't. But I just want to just add a note here about what we were saying, about what the police were saying, isn't it? Because it's just a good little study. Right, this was the story that went round, and it was in a number of newspapers. Surging crop circles caused by drone users, police say. Okay, now I know I've been moaning to you about this, but I just want to do a quick forensic on this story. It's just interesting. Right, I'm just going to read this to you. So here's how it was reported by, was it Telegraph? I've already forgotten. Anyway, thank you. A recent surge in crop circles is being caused by drone users who upload their aerial footage on social media, a police force has said, as it announced a crackdown on farm vandals. Wiltshire Police issued the warning to the public yesterday following a spate of incidents in recent months, which officers said was being fueled by scammers who generate publicity online in order to make money from advertising. So far this year, the force has been alerted to 16 incidents, this was earlier in the season, with a recent circle in Alton Barnes measuring 200 acres. We'll come to that, Barry, shut up. We're coming to that. 200 acres is the diameter. However, the true number is thought to be far higher, because many farmers do not come forward. Speaking to the Daily Telegraph, Rural Crime Officer Mark Jackson said Wiltshire had been disproportionately affected due to its proximity to Stonehenge, adding that they were most commonly reported next to cultural heritage sites and busy main roads. Okay, this story went everywhere. This is what Republic's reading. How accurate is this story? Not very. Let's forensically analyse this. Number one, as you've seen, actually the circle numbers in this country, and that's what they're talking about, are pretty steady. Down a tiny bit. Actually, not a recent surge. There hasn't been any recent surge. It's just been another year of good formations. Right, so the recent surge isn't true. There wasn't a recent, it's just more or less business as usual. So that's wrong. Number two, right, scammers generating publicity online. Well, we've covered this. The income from adverts is minimal, right? You need so many hits to make any money. And places like Crop Circle Connector are not getting those hits. Sadly. And some of the middling formation, you're lucky to get 5,000 views. That's out of the whole world. It's sad, isn't it? So we are saddos here talking about them. Most people actually don't care. But there we are. But no, the income's minimal. So I think we'd better mention formation of 200 acres. That would be over 80,000 square metres. Right? That's quite big, isn't it? Now, how did they hide that one from us? I mean, that would cover several fields, wouldn't it? So, and of course, no such formation has appeared. So they say that, and nobody says anything about it. This is how inaccurate this report is. So, so far, every paragraph is just complete bollocks, to be frank with you. And then, of course, you get to the bottom bit, where the disproportionately affected by being near Stonehenge. Well, most formations near Avebury, not Stonehenge. Yeah. Avebury's about 50 minutes up your road. Yes, they've appeared near Stonehenge famously, but it's actually not the main hotspot, so even that's not true. So this is the level of authenticity and accuracy you're getting from the media. And it's sad, isn't it? Because the reality is we had quite a lovely year, wonderful, inspirational formations. Think what you want about where they come from. They inspire, they move people. But no, we're not allowed that. It's all got to be reduced to this. Shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we go on, and we're going to keep talking about them. Yeah. So that was the crop set.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.